Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning. Misery loves company. Go check out, it's in its final weeks. So you want to see that show? Terrific, boy. I'm still shaking from one of the scenes. It really is a powerful show. Bruce Willis, Laurie Metcalf, quite the team. Check it out. It's on Broadway at the Broadhurst Theater. Just till February 14th, so you better hurry up. Now let me see the song I put downloaded. My friend V. Malnar, who is in Australia. I thought I downloaded it. All right, I got to find it somewhere here. Oh, I found it. Wait, I lost it. I'll find it again. Anyway, she has, it goes out also under the singing name Aniki. And I will find her song. She's got a new one, and I wanted to play it for you today. And so much for the blizzard, huh? That was a lot of talk about that blizzard. It wasn't so bad. And, all right, let me play something. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Tell Your Wife. This is her new song, Aniki.
I'm not gonna cheat on her no more. Tell your wife,
this next one to all the presidential candidates running. There we go.
Fellow citizens, if I'm elected president, I promise to give you undefiling reasons to Edgar Miliak and Stella Fortinus if you vote for me.
Elect us as president and it's smart thing you've done. You're getting two heads for the price of one.
What this country needs is a woman's touch. Oh, now if I were president...
The people's church. What could be worse? If she was president.
Yes, if I were president. If I were president... President, there'd be at least 10 months of June for folks to spend their honeymoon and night winds all would have the sweetest scent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, silkworms in every house would grow and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president, there'd be lampposts like you've never seen. And streets would all be spotless clean. If I were president, if I were president, I'd have a cure that would work right for those who couldn't sleep at night. The time they stayed awake would be well spent. If I were president, if I were president, the dogs whose habits all are strange would undergo a brand new change, and all day ice cream cone would cost the same. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each bus would have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president, there would be no wrangling anymore. Or drumsticks that fell short before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
Cabinet.
To give things proper attention, I have chosen certain men whose names I need not mention.
We accept it. We reject it. We accept it. We reject it. We accept it. We reject it. We accept it. We reject it.
For the new regime, the best president we ever had. Olive oil. Olive oil. President? Wow. What president? Olive oil. Holy abba, holy mother, holy mother, holy mother, holy mother, soul of America.
Yeah. cover on your hair. I'm going to do something special with you. I want to put maybe some spruce on your hair. It's a combination of sperm and mousse, okay? It gives it that lived-in, loved-in look. Let's get some height, okay? People aren't coming back. Let's just put these on right now. California Highway Police, stop for a brief moment. But first, I'd like to show you some dance steps. We raised enough money tonight, we're doing pretty well, but you realize as much money as we raise, a stealth bomber costs $1 billion. And hey, what is a stealth bomber? It's a bomber that doesn't show up on radar. You can't see it, so you don't fucking need one. Here's what you do. Instead of building a stealth bomber, you just have to go out in the woods, spread some wreckage, and go, one of them crashed. Pretty soon the Russians are going, we better fucking get one too. Then you can build a stealth air force and a stealth army and a stealth navy, and pretty soon you're not spending money anymore because we're $1 trillion in debt. Who do we owe this money to? Somebody named Benny? All my fucking money today, put in the bag. So maybe break the nuclear arms. Damn it. To realize why we're having arms control now, it's a good thing. Peace, it's wonderful, but the truth is,
we're broke. The Russians are broke. It's like two junkies negotiating over a plastic spoon.
Life subject.
Okay.
But hey, we've got our own people right here just doing what they can. Remember the last temptation of Christ? There were people outside with signs going, this movie is not real. Come here, Sparky. No movie's real. Wait a minute. Whoa, hold on. And they have signs. They have big signs that say, you will not get into the kingdom of heaven. And I look at these geeks and go, are you going to be there? I'm not going. It ain't going to be me with you. No. Now, a movie like The Last Temptation of Christ is not. What is offensive about that? Nothing to me. Except, here's the fact that Jesus is always played by someone who looks like Ted Nugent. Okay? You never have a Jesus who's Jewish, who's going, I got lepers here, you bastards. I walked across the water. Come here, prick. Open the door. And you never have Romans who are Italians. They're always played by some English actor going, oh, Thomas, where's my brother Fellatio? Bring him here. You never have a Roman who's an Italian going, I'm Caesar. Kiss my fucking ass. No, the strange thing is, it isn't even sex anymore. It's emotions. It's Freud. It's psychology. You have a relationship. You go to therapy. You work on it and find out. So my mom was a guy. So what? Now, wait a minute. You realize, wait. The father of modern psychology was Sigmund Freud, a man who did enough cocaine to kill a small horse. And he came up with a theory that his mother wanted his dick. Okay? Now, people who do a lot of cocaine are going, hey, not a bad theory. Okay. Because everyone who does cocaine thinks that everyone wants your dick, except you can't find it. No! Yes, I used to do cocaine. I had a cocaine problem. It wasn't a problem. Everybody had it. It was okay. But I found something a lot more scary than cocaine. It's called Nintendo. That's some kitty cocaine. Ever see a little kid play that? Give him a little chocolate. Daddy, 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 daddy. Mario, 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 Mario. 8 hours later, how you doing? Hey, listen, could you spare some money for Pac-Man, motherfucker? And then play it backwards. Play the Nintendo cartwheel. You put the cartridge in and play it backwards. It goes, we won the war. We won the war. We won the war. Wait! Do you realize if mankind had had cocaine at the dawn of civilization, we would have evolved in maybe 5-10 minutes. We'd still be in the cave going, I don't know what to fucking do with this, though. If we had marijuana at the dawn of time, we'd be going, oh, fire, fuck. About, dude. We have a hole in the ozone. This is not a good thing. This is not a slow leak. This is not something you've been spackled the fuck over. You ever think that God might come back and go, who the fuck did this? Wait a minute. Whoop, whoop. All the animals are going, it's man, they did it. Killed them, wasn't us. A long night. My voice is gone. I feel like, hi, I'm Harvey Fierstein doing Pygmalion. Thank you for being here tonight. This is amazing to look out and see the same people. Come in. It's a wild night. Thank you for helping. You're doing a good thing, baby. You're doing a good thing. Thank you for letting me come out and play for a few minutes. You too, Lumpy. Take care. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you.
Oh, that was fun. Okay. Again, go see Misery on Broadway. I loved it. All right. Very good show. Check it out. How about a little Afterbirth Monkey? I think so. Love the
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine. Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic, Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up.
Listen up.
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time to the very beginnings of humanity when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl. And then she will become supreme overlord of us all! Yeah! Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
What I used to do was something that I made up myself. I knew that I wanted to write scripts one day.
Right.
So I used to wake up on a Monday morning, let's say, and go, all right, this week the subject will be buying a car.
Okay.
Monday I would write a monologue as if Jack Benny was delivering a monologue about buying a car.
Oh, how great.
Tuesday, as if Joan Rivers was delivering a monologue about driving a car. Wednesday, Rodney Dangerfield. Thursday, Richard Pryor. And Friday, Alan Kink. Okay.
And this was when you were very young?
I was 21.
Right.
Okay. at the end of the week, I had five monologues about buying a car, but each one with a different sensibility.
Right.
Each one sounded different about the same subject because I knew I wanted to write scripts one day, and I didn't want everybody sounding the same.
Oh, how interesting.
So I try to train the ear that way.
Right.
You know? TV shows, maybe more so today than it was when I was starting out, okay? They're very much star-driven, and a lot of these stars, and you go over the last 10, 15 years, beginning with, not beginning with, but including Gary Shandling and Tim Allen and Jerry Seinfeld and people who've got their own shows, you know, stand-ups, that shows were built around them and their persona. If a writer who's just starting out hangs out at the clubs, you know, and befriends somebody who makes them laugh and vice versa, can start furnishing that person, you know, start with material, and
right.
they can start developing a relationship, and everybody gets a turn, it seems. It seems like everybody gets a shot, and the hope would be is when the person you're writing with or writing for gets a shot, you go along for that ride, and you see how far it takes you.
Right.
You know, so that's still a very, very viable way to break in.
That was one of my favorites, Alan Zweibel. Don't forget, go see Misery. It's the last couple of weeks. Ends February 14th, so you want to check it out. It's going to be a great show. It is a great show. I saw it already. That's the end of my show. And don't forget to check out Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters at Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And George Venture and the Mom Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. All right. Misery loves company. I like staying warm. Let's go out on a little Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby.
I'm being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacker. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that canary food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other, since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so.